With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The U.S. military says two U.S. Navy pilots have been shot down over the Red Sea in an apparent friendly fire incident. Both pilots recovered alive, with one suffering minor injuries in the incident Sunday. This came as the military conducted airstrikes targeting Yemen's Houthi rebels, though the military central command did not elaborate on what their mission was at the time. The budget measure has been signed into law.
President Biden has signed a bill that averts a government shutdown. The deal funds the government at current levels and provides $100 billion in disaster aid, along with $10 billion in agricultural assistance to farmers. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
It funds the government, of course, until March of 2025. That was a big priority for us. This is America First legislation because it allows us to be set up to deliver for the American people.
The deal does not include an increase in the government's borrowing limit, which President-elect Donald Trump insisted on. The House approved the budget by a vote of 366 to 34. It was passed by the Senate by an 85 to 11 vote after midnight. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at SRNnews.com, Nuna Baby Essentials is recalling nearly 609,000 child car seats.
That's because the harness adjuster can loosen and the seats may not restrain children. The company told U.S. safety regulators that the recall affects certain Rava seats with a plastic harness adjuster button. Debris can get into the front harness adjuster, making it loose and increasing the risk of injury in a crash. Nuna will send owners a fix-it kit with a new seat pad, instructions on cleaning the harness adjuster, and a screwdriver to remove a plastic cover. No date has been set to notify owners by letter. I'm Haya Panjwani.
38 people are confirmed dead. More than 100 remain missing in Congo after an overloaded ferry capsized. At least 20 have been rescued so far. This is SRN News. Churchgoers voted for Trump. With more, here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Public Religion Research Institute has completed a deep dive into the election results, and one of the things it has discovered is that the more frequently a person attended worship services, the more likely he was to cast his ballot for Mr. Trump. 88% of white evangelicals who go to church at least once a week voted for the president, compared to 77% of those who seldom attend. The same pattern held for Catholics who also voted for Mr. Trump in large numbers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A state judge in Montana has temporarily blocked policies that prevented transgender people from changing the sex designation on their birth certificates and driver's licenses. District Judge Mike Manahan issued the order to put the rule on hold while a lawsuit moves through the courts. The state says that since gender is binary, the alteration of documents will put misinformation into the Montana record system. The ACLU argues that fact. This is SRN News. Major League Baseball all-time base stealer has passed away. Bob Agnew has the story.
Ricky Henderson passed away on Friday in Oakland after a battle with pneumonia. He earned his nickname, the Man of Steel, by stealing a record 1,406 bases over a 25-year Major League career. He was also selected to 10 All-Star teams. Henderson was selected by the A's in the 1976 draft and inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2009. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Department of Education has reached an agreement with the University of California system in resolving complaints from Jewish and Muslim students of discrimination and harassment during protests last spring. The department says it investigated a total of 9 complaints that alleged the schools failed to respond effectively to anti-Semitic and anti-Arab harassment. Under the agreement, the schools must step up reporting of complaints to the OCR office. You'll find more news online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.